Benson Garden Club, written by Liz Harrison. Our April talk, All Things Tomatoes, by John Overvoord from Devil Fland Nurseries, was a Q&A with wide-ranging queries covering the full tomato growing cycle. We learnt that you should start sowing your tomatoes indoors in mid-February. The 14th was given as a memorable date. Once the fruit on your tomatoes are the size of peas, you can increase the watering regime. But up to that point, you should keep them fairly dry. And never water them on a damp or humid day, as it splits the fruit. Companion planting and how to avoid tomato diseases were also covered. And choosing a blight-tolerant variety, such as Mountain Magic or Crimson Crush, was recommended. Our plant sale will be on Saturday, the 22nd of May. Please check our website nearer the time for up-to-date details. Our next Zoom talk, Everything Fuchsia, on Thursday the 6th, will be given by Christopher Harper. And that's at 7:30 p.m. Connect for a 7:45 p.m. start. In 2009, Christopher, who's photograph is accompanying this article, established the James Life Fuchsia Collection as a hobby to preserve, research and archive the legacy of James Life, a Victorian fuchsia hybridizer from Market Lavington in Wiltshire. This collection was recognized by Plant Heritage as a national plant collection in 2012. Due to the popular demand for young plants from the collection and inquiries about other fuchsia cultivars, Christopher went on to establish Harper and Debbage to facilitate the growing and sale of fuchsias. He has also been a silver medal winner at the Royal Horticultural Society's Hampton Court Palace Flower Show for a fuchsia exhibit. As always, we welcome visitors, but please let us know if you would like to join the event and arrange an online payment of £3 up to 2 days beforehand. You will then be sent login details for the meeting. The visitors form is on our website, the Benson Gardening Club's website. Please fill it in and submit it there. For further information about the club and how to join as a member, can also be found on the website. And that's written by Liz Harrison.